Christian, Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Psalms, and we're in Psalm 4. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
He's foisted upon you some good stuff. Okay? The one-sided love commitment means that he's not letting you be destroyed, even though you might deserve to be, like David was, you know. It's like this was in Lamentations 3. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Jerusalem had fallen, scorched earth, and Jeremiah has all kinds of dead bodies to clean up. He stays. When Babylonian exile came, he was given a choice. You can stay or you can go. He stayed because he's going to clean it up. And those were his friends. Those were his friends. He says, it's of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. You see, this is the world we're living in. There's a reason this country is doing what it's doing. It's because we said we were the church and we weren't. I remember when I was in, probably it was in the 80s or something. They said like 90% of the Americans said they were Christian. And everybody knew that wasn't true, but they would say, well, I'm a Christian. Because they were American. They thought, well, I'm American, I must be Christian. That was back then. It's not like that anymore. We are a post-Christian country, and we're watching the results of that. Post-Christian means I'm post-Bible. I don't need that anymore. I'm going to throw that out the door. And I have no plumb line, and so what's right is wrong, and wrong is right, and we're going to pass laws to codify that fact. He says, have mercy upon me, and that means be gracious. See, this is what you can anticipate as God's child. The secret is, you live in the dispensation of grace. I mean, we are in the full light of day today. We know why they did what they did back then, and we know what we're to be doing now. We have the complete scripture in our laps and in our houses and on our shelves. You and I are filthy rich, biblically speaking. We have it all. You have your answers. You want them? Read the Bible. It's in there. He has given us literally all things pertaining to life and godliness. We are thoroughly furnished unto every good work in Christ Jesus. You and I are blessed. And yet we get beaten because the devil, even though he's defanged and declawed, he's got a big mouth and he'll scream at you and he will tempt you and then he will condemn you and he will bind you because he will make you hurt yourself. But you can walk free like Pilgrim's Progress, Giant Despair's Castle, despairing of life, wanting to end it all. And then one day he just wakes up and he says, I have a key in my pocket called promise. It'll open any door in this castle. Tries it. He just walks right out of the dungeon. Guys, listen, there's freedom. We just have to come to terms. He's being run out of town. He doesn't know he's going back, but he doesn't care. Whatever's coming next, God's in it. I'm good with that. You see, we got to let go. We got to let it go. We got to let it go. We got to let it go and say, God, I'm good with whatever you want. The Bible says in verse 2, it says, O sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? You see, David was kind of on a boogie board. Yeah, a boogie board. He was riding the wave in. He was going out of the kingdom, leaving the area where he was most safe, and he was fine with that. See, David was used to the outdoors. He didn't have a problem with that. He was a soldier. He was a warrior. He was a shepherd. He's okay with that. In fact, he says, if you want this, you're going to have it, Lord. You know, he's like seeing it. But his men are just a mess. Do you see how that can happen? That you're finally getting it, and then others are like, well, what? The Bible says, O sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity? The word for vanity here literally means that which is idle, that which is vain, that which is worthless. How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing or lies? Do you realize the Bible says in no uncertain terms that the devil is a liar? He's the father of lies. Do you know what's a big lie? God's mad at you. I know. Sometimes you feel like he's mad at you. You know, God's not mad because he's never been surprised. And when he bought you, that'd be like buying a cup that's got a hole in the bottom and you put something in it to drink and it's got something coming out of the bottom, but you knew it had a hole in the bottom all along. You're not mad. You're like, what did I do? What did I get? And laugh at it because it was your decision. God allowed us to be saved. He wanted people to come to Him and He would take whosoever will. And you know what it says? It says not many noble, not many wise. Yeah, not many wise, not many noble. I remember it was one of the queens in England years and centuries ago, I think, it says, I'm glad it didn't say not any noble, because she was a believer. But not many. So He takes people who are flawed out of the gate. He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Okay, and you and I are those foolish ones that, if we're honest with ourselves, we do bump along pretty good. And you might get mad at yourself, but God's not mad at you. And by the way, that's almost could be construed as a good sign, because if you're mad at yourself for failing, that means you fear the Lord. Because you're trying to measure up to a standard you know He really wants us to get to. And you're going to have to chew on that for a minute, but it's true. At its heart, the devil will get on it and needle it and try to keep you there. But you do not need to stay in the bondage of the devil. The Bible says, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love leasing and vanity? But know, the word Selah, meditate on everything. We just basically had a full message right there. But He says, know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for Himself. Know that. God has set you apart for Himself. As His child, you are set apart for His purposes. And He doesn't waste His resources. He is working in you and on you and through you all the time, even when you think, well, I've not been really churchy very much lately. Well, God is always churchy because you are His church. You are building blocks, stone upon stone. You're a stone, I'm a stone. We're all living stones. The Bible says He has set apart the godly. Most often translated the word by the word saints. He set apart him that is a saint for Himself. The Lord will hear when I call. I like that because it says up in verse 1, it says, oh, hear when I call, oh God. And He knows because He knows the secret. The Lord will hear when I call. You glad He'll hear when you call? I mean, He will. Do you know that? Go to Jonah. Read it. Next time you get a minute, today, this afternoon, I don't know. Chapter 2 of Jonah. Look, he's in the belly of the great fish. He's running from Nineveh. And he prays and he says, my petitions went right smack dab into the throne room. Who are you, Jonah? You're the runner? You're the runner? You're the guy who ran? Yeah, that was me. Never really get on that horse after all, even still. But he heard me. Because when the Jonah fades to black, Jonah's still sour grapes. You saved him, God! How did you do that? Humans. Best of men. Are men at best. He works with you. He works with me. That's who He is. The Bible says, the Lord will hear me when I call. He's telling them, you guys are trying to make my glory a shame, but He will hear me when I call. And because, by the way, that they were ready to lop off Shammai's head and, you know, spitting mad and all the stuff you talk about with these soldierly men doing what they, you know, need to do. I mean, they need to be kind of up on arms because that's what they do. But it pushed him into a place where he might have wanted to be mad, too. You ever get into a situation where, you know, everybody's in a state and you find yourself getting a little bit in a state? Our whole country did that a few years ago, didn't we? We all got in line to be shot. Okay, let's go get shot. This is the world. Everybody's just saying it's a hysteria. And David could have gotten caught up in it. We are in a day of deception and you could be caught up in it. And I could be caught. Christendom is under attack now, and the divisiveness that's going on in it. And I'm talking about solid people that are doing stupid things. I have listened to my messages over and again in the past recently, and I realize I'm using the word stupid more. I got no other word. I used to not use that word. I'm like, should I leave it in? I'm leaving it in, you know, because I'm reviewing it for the radio. I'm like, it's just, you know, the word stupid. There's stupid stuff going on right now. So allow me that little bit of license, okay, now and again. I do try. The Bible says in verse 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your heart upon your bed and be still. Stop and think. He's telling his men, you're trying to make me blink. I will not blink. I see Jesus. Because I've found the secret. I fear him. I have the secret. Now I want you to know what the secret is, and I want you to know how to get to it. He says, listen, God has set apart them that are godly unto himself. Part one of the secret. He says, he will hear me when I call. Part two, you got to know he's going to answer your prayer. Part three, when you're angry and you can't stand it anymore, the word means to tremble here. You're angry, This is quoted in Ephesians where it says, be angry and sin not, neither let the sun go down in your wrath. This is that verse that's being quoted in Ephesians. He says, be angry, I get it. But don't sin. The word sin means to miss the mark. That's what it means. Don't miss the option. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the mark. In archery, if you miss the target, you missed the mark. You sinned. This means don't miss the mark. I know you want to hit the mark. I know, fellas, I know you want to be jealous for your king. I know that. But guess what? That's not the mark you're needing to be aiming at. You need to aim at the mark of God, what He's up to. You're King of Kings. The Bible says, commune with your heart upon your bed. That means do a little bit of inventory. Take an inventory. How did we get run out of town? How can we do that? You know, the way people perceive things is that if these men are going to sit down here and they're going to ponder, they're going to think, well, we got here because David sinned with Bathsheba and Uriah. He wrote Psalms about it. It's in the circulation. People knew, and they knew he felt bad, but they also knew that he did that. So it was more important than ever that David get his game face on because he needs to recognize these guys aren't there yet. Commune with your heart. I'm not blinking. You're trying to make me blink, but I'm not going to. And then, if you ponder long enough, you might conclude it's me. It's not me. It's all of us. We are collectively responsible for the way things are. You realize America's a mess because the church is not quite all it should be somewhat. You know, we're smaller. We've diminished in numbers as far as a collective church. The real church is hard to discern. You say, well, I know a bunch of big churches. It's not about the word church. It's about the body of Christ. People who are truly called out of the world to love on Jesus. Who really understand, as the disciples did, that if it takes my life, it'll take my life, and I'm okay with that. Listen, that was the measure of the disciples. And he says, if you're going to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Basically, we understand that we die daily. Like Paul said, I die daily. You've got liberty, you've got freedom, but you're supposed to not use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh, and you will sometimes, and then you're going to feel bad. Just don't fall in. Get up, walk away, clean yourself off, get to the Father, say, God, I'm sorry, I was stupid. Because we can be too. You see, you and I are individually standing in the deep carpet on our own 2 feet. So whatever is going on in this world, we're part of it. We just want to make sure we react properly and not sin.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.